In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Blessed Holy 50, of the third week of the Holy 50. And the Gospel, the story of the Samaritan woman. And the Samaritan woman, this Gospel in the life of the liturgical services in the Church, we read this Gospel three times around the Coptic year readings. We read it today in the third week of the Holy 50, and we read the same Gospel on the fourth week of the Lent, and again we will read this the same Gospel on the third prayer of prostration, Salat al-Sajda. So this is the three major places we read this Gospel. But the story of the Samaritan woman is not only the focus of the fourth week of the Holy, or third week of the Holy 50, but it's also of the fourth Sunday of the Gospel, as I said, of the Great Lent. And the message of the Gospel during the Great Lent is clearly linked to the theme of the period, repentance and renewal during the Lent. But here from other perspective, we read the same Gospel of descending the Holy Spirit, because the Church focuses on the water, which is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. The three major things in this Gospel is repentance, worship, and mission. When we read the Gospel of the Samaritan woman, we focus on these three elements in this Gospel: the repentance, the woman repented, and the worship, which was the conversation between the women and our Lord. And the last is the mission, when she left her water pot and went back to her city and preached about Messiah. In the story of the Samaritan woman, we find God's love is personal. He knows us by name, and he even knows the number of hairs on our heads, and he is a person loving God. He was seeking for each one. The second is God is merciful. Guilt, despair, and sin separates others from God, and he does not desire the death of sinner, but rather that he may return and live. The third is a personal encounter with the Savior will change us in a radical way. Our lives become radically different and take another course with God's love that will change our love and service toward others. But today we will focus more about the water, the well. The Samaritan woman is about to approach this well. And we'll find she found on the well the founder of life. She approached the well at the sixth hour, and the same sixth hour, this is significant for two reasons. In the sixth hour, we commemorate the crucifixion of our Lord, and we pray in Agbaya in the sixth hour to remember the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus. In that hour, on Good Thursday also, our Lord Jesus Christ, in this before, right before the sixth hour, he said, "I thirst." And in this hour, he also asked the woman, "Give him water because he is thirst." So the same hour, he said on the cross, "I thirst," and the same way, he asked the woman to give him water to drink. Our Lord Jesus Christ not only thirsted physically on the cross, but he thirsted for something more here at the well. And that was very obvious in the story of Samaritan woman. Even he did not care about to take a water, or the gospel, the passage of the gospel did not mention that he drank water after he finished talking with the woman. But here, when we introduce the other to Christ, we do really thirst for everyone to come to Christ. The Samaritan woman approached the well in the noontime, which is not the time of filling water. The most hot time during the day. They always saying that the best time to fill up the pots of water from a well, it's even early, very early morning or after the sunset. And that was a tradition even mentioned in the story and biography of some of the saints of the deserts, when they say that he went up very early to fill up the pot or after the sunset. So the time she approached the well was not the time of filling water. But here she approached the well in shame, but our Lord Christ, because she did not want or desire to meet anyone. She went, even maybe her reputation was not that good in the city, but she went over there and she was assured that she would not meet anyone. And she was surprised when she got at the well and she found our Lord. Those seem like the worst sinners may have sometimes a glimpse of virtue. She started to talk our Lord Jesus Christ, but she was in harsh with him at the beginning of her dialogue with him. Let us also here focus more about the water on the story of Samaritan. Water plays a big role in the story of Samaritan. In this case, our Christ said to her, whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. What is the meaning of the water in context here? Water is an important part, as I said in this story. Our Lord Jesus Christ answered this question. He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. So our Lord Jesus Christ here was focusing about the living water. So the woman said to him, give me this water so that I may not thirst or come here to a draw. Our Lord Jesus said to her, go, call your husband and come here. Again, she speaks about the imagines only ordinary things, the water. And she does not understand what he says at all at the beginning. She thinks that the goal of our Lord Savior consists entirely in freeing her from pity, chorus, and she limits the grace of God to the fact that she would no longer thirst physically. Not even in mere thought does she receive the things above. But the water in the Gospel or the water in the whole Bible, it has a significance of salvation. We find in the crossing of the Red Sea, baptism and salvation, a sample of baptism and salvation. The teaching of Christ to the Nicodemus, we find when he came to him by night, it was a baptism. He was talking about a new birth from the water and fire. The healing of the paralytic at the pool, healing the soul and the body. The great flood that during the time of Noah, it was like a sample of baptism and salvation. The changing of water into wine, the fruit of the Spirit, the joy in the wedding of Cana. The water here is the gift of the Spirit. That's why our Lord Jesus tried to explain to her that the gift, if you know the gift of God, so the gift is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So he wants to draw her attention for the most important than the physically thirst. Scriptures calls the grace of the Spirit sometimes fire and sometimes water, showing that these names are not descriptive of its essence, but of its operation for the Spirit. being invisible and simple cannot be made up of different substance. But now St. John also, the one St. John declares, is speaking thus. He said, he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with the fire. And the other, Christ, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, in St. John chapter 7. But this said John spoke he of the Spirit which they should receive. So during the 50 days, the church prepares us to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why the wisdom of the fathers of the church put this on the third week to prepare us for this most important gift. We will take it on the day of the Pentecost. That's why they put this reading. In the garden of the Lord, he says, also well of living water and the streams from Lebanon in the Book of Songs. And in the final day, the lamp will lead the faithful to the living fountains of water, where he wipes every tear from their eyes. But the church also, there is a link between baptism and repentance. Baptism and repentance. The church readings to reflect both of these prepare the catechumen for their baptism and remind the baptized to repent for communion. Usually the one who will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in the baptism, he has to be a repentant person. The woman left the spot, her pot. She does not need of this kind of earthly water. She forgot about the pot. She brought it to fill up the water, which made her thirst again. She turned to the source of the living water. When he talked to her about the one who will drink from this water will never thirst. Now we have him, we no longer need a human well. Let us remember today that Christ, our Lord Christ, come to us. He came to the Samaritan woman and gave her the living water. Not only that, but he tires for us, but being weary from his journey. As it is written, he rested. He rested, and also he rested on the cross in the same hour of the sixth hour, that in this too he may accuse the impiety of those who that drove him away. Our Lord Christ comes in the right time. As St. Cyril said, he came at the perfect hour, sixth hour. He came to save the women on the well, and as well he came to save the whole humanity on the sixth hour on the cross, and rested at the well in the sixth hour. Our Lord Christ comes to the right place. The Samaritan woman proposed a hard question, which was difficult to handle. In the beginning of her talk with our Lord Jesus Christ, she asked him a hard question. She said to him, "Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this well?" But we find in the scripture that our Lord Jesus Christ did not say yes or no, answering her question. And I was listening to His Eminence Metropolitan Serapion last Wednesday in his weekly meeting on Logos, and he was talking about what kind of dialogue between the woman and our Lord Jesus Christ, and how he could answer our needs, but might be the human when they ask, you ask a question, you need yes or no. But our Lord Jesus Christ, not every time he answered but he, by yes or no. Our Lord Savior, with must skillfully, very skilled, when he avoids all posting, and does not clearly say that he is greater than Jacob, did not say that. But as St. Cyril said, that from the nature of actions, he pursues her to approve him who excels therefore. He shows that the difference is incomparable between the spiritual waters and the sensible and the obvious ones, saying, everyone who drinks of this water shall will thirst. But he says that whoever is filled with my water shall not only be shown to be superior to the previous thirst, but shall have in him a spring water able to nourish him to eternal life. So he did not say yes or no to her responding that who is greater. But he drew her to the real greatest by explaining the importance of the gift of the Holy Spirit through this living water. Our Lord Christ comes for one reason. Therefore he said that the one who gives the greater is greater than he with the less. Our Lord Christ comes for one reason, for us to be united with him through this water. May the lamp of God the Father, who rose from the dead on the third day, straighten our feet towards the path of peace and give us and obtain us this kind of living water, and keep us from every evil all the days of our life, and grant us the forgiveness of our sins. And glory be to God now and forever. Amen.